The popular uprising in Tunisia seems to be having an impact in another North African nation. In northern Sudan, young people have begun a peaceful protest on social networking sites, which were key tools in the Tunisian revolt. Now, in southern Sudan, people of all ages participated last week in a referendum on independence. It appears virtually certain that the result will be the secession of southern Sudan. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Juba.
South Sudan has a lot to celebrate. Traditional dancers with drums and spears, their faces painted with white lines, perform outside a fancy hotel in Juba. The government of South Sudan held a special event to thank foreign journalists for their coverage, while giving itself a pat on the back. Barnaba Mario Benjamin is South Sudan's information minister.
They voted with dignity in a peaceful atmosphere, rarely witnessed in Africa. Where on earth can you find voters beginning to key as early as midnight, only to start voting at 8 o'clock in the morning? So you can see the great enthusiasm that our people have attached to this great day.
Preparations for the vote were supposed to take 42 months, as spelled out in the 2005 peace treaty between North and South Sudan. Instead, they were done in only 4. Barnaba Mario Benjamin says election numbers are impressive, especially for a country with only 30 miles of paved roads. Almost 4 million voters, 17,000 poll workers, 1,800 election monitors, and more than 1,000 foreign journalists.
There is no single voting station that has been either attacked or harassed. And if you could see some of the voting centers with a lot of brightness in the people's faces, a lot of smiles, everybody was so happy to decide the future of this territory.
After speeches by ministers and the handing out of awards, the guests went outside to enjoy the balmy January evening and a buffet meal. Retired General Joseph Lagu is one of the legends of modern South Sudanese history. He founded the Anyanya Rebels in 1963, named after the feared venom of an equatorial river snake for which there is no known antidote. They led the fighting in the First Civil War and later became the Sudanese People's Liberation Army, which now runs South Sudan. Lagu says the South should leave the door open to reunification with the North. He says if there were ever, quote, reasonable people in power in Khartoum, the historical conflict could be forgotten.
If they had come as compatriots, we would have accepted them. But they came as replacement to the British. So we say, if you are coming as another wave of imperialists, to hell with you. We kick you out. It took us years, but we are succeeding.
Lagu is clearly proud of the accomplishments of South Sudan. The Declaration of Independence is expected to be made on July 9th. But ask people what comes next, and you're likely to get a blank stare, like that of electrical engineer Bunan Tito, after I asked him what he'd be doing the day after.
Yes, celebrating our new country. And we must work hard for this country. We must work hard to build it. It's not easy to build a new country.
The official referendum results will be announced by February 14. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Juba, South Sudan.